When the skies turn gray and the rain starts to fall, there's something comforting about a good book and a pot of tea or a shot of scotch. Nancy Pearl told Marcy Summer the perfect book for a fall day is a cozy mystery.
Cozy mysteries are mysteries in which the violence, the deaths, all take place off the page. So you are not there. These are not CSI type mysteries at all. When you think about cozy mysteries, the kind of iconic writer of cozy mysteries is Agatha Christie.
I was just going to say Miss Marple.
Miss Marple, and to a great extent, Hercule Poirot. I mean, Agatha Christie was not interested in blood and gore. For the readers, it was a puzzle. And Mystery at the Brightwell by a woman named Ashley Weaver is set in the 1930s. And it's kind of one of those Nick and Nora where there's a young married couple who gets involved in solving a murder. The main character is a young woman named Amory Ames, who has married a man named Milo Ames. So she never changed her, did not need to change her last name.
They were both named Ames.
Both named Ames. And she gets invited by her ex-fiancé, whom she dumped, to marry Milo Ames, this dashing, gorgeous playboy. Her ex-fiancé invites her to come to a weekend, a stay at the Brightwell Hotel on the coast of England, and to help him convince his sister not to marry the playboy that she's about to marry. Now, the great fun about this is the two things. It's very subtly humorous. I mean, it's humorous in the way, you know, not slap your knee falling off your chair laughing, but the kind of humor that you do get, not in Agatha Christie, but in the Nick and Nora kinds of mysteries, where it's the interchange between the husband and wife that's so much fun.
Witty repartee.
Witty repartee, absolutely. We should all aspire to that witty repartee. The other wonderful thing about this book, which I just thought was absolutely delicious, is that all of Amory Ames' clothes are described in great detail. So you see what she has changed into, the tea gown that she's changed into, and her traveling clothes. I mean, it was so much fun. I can only imagine that Ashley Weaver, the author, just had a fine old time doing all that research of a 1930s clothing that only the wealthy, the upper classes, wore.
So this is that sort of, when you talk about armchair traveling, Nancy, this is armchair traveling into a rarefied world that maybe didn't even really exist, but that we imagine through the lens of Hollywood?
Yes. I think that it's a lot of cozy mysteries I find boring. It's not really my favorite sort of genre, a mystery genre at all to read. But when it has a little touch of humor or there's something that's capturing my attention. And people who love romances, I think, will love this too, because the tension between Milo and Amory is kind of palpable and very interesting. And plus, you know that this is the start of a series.
Ashley Weaver is the author, and the book is called Cozy Mystery, Murder at the Brightwell. I'm brewing the tea already, Nancy Pearl. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Nancy Pearl, the author of the Book Lust series and our regular Tuesday guest on the record. She spoke to Marcy Silman.